Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I am your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is Mandy Crickhan, founder and CEO of The Collective. So, Mandy, could you explain what The Collective is and your new venture in Hammond?
Yeah, so The Collective originally started in 2019 as a community to connect entrepreneurs in our area. I started as a skincare artisan, so I actually made like lip balms and lotions and started selling at farmers markets. So I just felt like there wasn't really a community that was really tailored to like smaller businesses, creatives, and I wanted to create a space where we could all come together. And so that's kind of where the idea of The Collective came from. So through that, we would host networking events and workshops and things tailored to small business owners. We also would host large artisan markets. That was something that I would do as a small business owner. So really giving a platform to these other small business owners to go out and sell their products. With that, we would always benefit a different nonprofit organization with the event. So since 2019, we've raised and donated over $50,000 to different nonprofits across the region. And then with that, in 2023, we were approached by the city of LaPorte to help revitalize their farmers market. And it was very successful. And from that, I actually started a nonprofit to host our mission-based events. So in 2024, we launched the Collective Events Team, which is what hosts our farmers market.
And so you are launching a new farmers market in downtown Hammond.
Yes. So we are very excited about that. So we've been in LaPorte, Michigan City. One of the things that makes our market really special that I like to talk about, well, there's a few things. I'm very, very proud of it. But one thing is we are a producers only market. So people that come, they do make or grow what they're bringing. So we have like makers that do like lotions and things like I did. We also have farmers and artists, but it's really all about learning who's making your products. The other thing that I'm very, very passionate about is food access in our community. We are actually the only regular season farmers market in Indiana that offers triple SNAP benefits. So SNAP is the same thing as food stamps. They just kind of rebranded it. So if someone comes to our market, we are able to raise funds and get different grants that if they spend $20 on their EBT card, we're actually going to give them $60 to spend at the market. So the cool thing about that, not only are they getting additional money, all of that is spent with our local producers. So it's going to the actual farmers instead of the larger chain grocery stores.
So where will this market be located in Hammond?
So in Hammond, we are going to be at the Dan Rabin. It is at 425 Sibley. So we are right downtown across from Paul Henry Gallery.
And so every third Thursday of the month through the summer, early fall, you're dedicating the market to the arts. Why have you decided to do that? And who will be there?
So we are still coordinating everything. But when we met with the city of Hammond, and then we were lucky enough to have kind of a roundtable meeting with a lot of the downtown business owners, it was just clear how strong the arts are in the community, and it's something I've always really loved, and I feel like it's just the perfect location for it. Just I love Hammond. Like, I've not spent a ton of time there, but meeting everyone, like you, Jonathan, and all the other people, like, everyone's just so passionate, and it comes across. So I really want to showcase what is in the community, and part of that is the arts.
Well, South Shore Arts, every third Thursday, will have a booth at the market. We're really excited to be there. We've had a presence in Hammond for 30-odd years, and if you go back to our founding, we had our first event in the famous Minas department store. That's where South Shore Arts was launched. How can listeners learn more about the market? Dates and times, et cetera.
Yeah, so you can go to our website. It's www.thecollectivein.com/F&F. So that will take you right to our Farmed and Forged site, and then you can explore all three of our markets. We're in Michigan City, LaPorte, and Hammond this year. So you can go and see what we're doing at each one, and then we'll have like the third Thursday link there and everything.
Could you say a little bit more about the name of the market, Farmed and Forged? Who came up with that?
Oh, so that was my idea. It's kind of twofold. So, of course, like farmed is, you know, a farmer's market, but also growing things, how we are a producer's only market. So everything is like farmed, local, like from the source. And then forged goes into, again, twofold, like the maker aspect of it, forging something with your hands. But also, personally, it's kind of like forging my own way through business. As a small business owner and an entrepreneur, you never really know what's coming your way. And I didn't ever think I'd really be hosting farmers markets like I do, but I absolutely love it. And it's kind of a cool full circle moment, since that's where I started, like with my small artisan skincare, I started at farmers markets and now I'm back. So
I thought it was a smart, clever combination, and also gives a nod to the industrial history of Hammond and Northwest Indiana. So as I said, South Shore Arts will be there. Opening day is?
That is May 28th. And we do have a couple other things happening opening day. So we will have some other artists that will be coming. So we're pumped to have South Shore Arts. We also have Weingar Pottery out of LaPorte. They're going to be coming and setting up a tablescape with clay. So it's going to be a big table. They're going to have slabs and everything, and the community can just come and build. It's not going to be fired, but it's going to be very cool. And then we also have another potter who is out of Chesterton, David Ariola from Duneland Pottery. He is going to be coming with the wheel, so people can check that out and visit them. We also have two local chefs coming. So we have Chef Derek Tucker out of Hammond and then Chef Blake Shelton out of Gary coming, and they will be doing cooking demos opening day and the third Thursday. So food is art too. So, and I'm a foodie, so I'm like, we want to have that as well.
Well, thank you, Mandy, from the collective. Everybody, every Thursday this summer in Hammond will be Farmed and Forged. Every third Thursday, it will have an art focus. So I hope to see you there. Come by the South Shore Arts table and say hello. Thank you all for listening. We will be back next week to celebrate more people, places, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region.